I can't get out of my head Harbaugh's act back in Lincoln in October. Just complaining about everything. I found myself on Saturday night, and it's kind of how this season has evolved with Michigan, who they talked into existence that they were going to win the Big Ten. I mean, they talked about it, and they followed through, and they are a Michigan State comeback from probably being the number one seed. But they're going to be the number two seed, and don't overlook Michigan. I mean, anybody else surprised that Georgia is that big of a favorite? I never doubt Saban. This Michigan team, I'm not doubting them. They've talked it into existence. You know, I think Aiden Hutchinson after the game said, this is where we wanted to be, and we knew that we were going to put these shirts on. Harbaugh made a Big Ten championship banner and had it done last Wednesday so that when the players came back to the facility, it was already hanging up.
Okay.
We did this last week. You can't compare Harbaugh's contract and what they did with Frost. Michigan and Nebraska are on completely different levels under both of their head coaches. Michigan has won, so they have a winning identity to fall back on. Can you do the same thing here with some changes and some new blood and push the right buttons on guys? Definitely. Josh Gattis was a bum last year. This year at Michigan as the OC, you're like, wow, look what he's doing. But you know what he's doing? And maybe this is a little bit where if Nebraska had this, we wouldn't be fretting on why everybody else is getting ready to go a bowl game and Nebraska's sitting home once again. Cade McNamara is not somebody that you're going to draft first overall in the Big Ten on your fantasy draft, right? As a quarterback. But you know what Cade McNamara does? He's confident and he has big game poise. He's only thrown four interceptions in the last 2 years, about 380 passing attempts. He might not wow you, but when he needs to make plays, he makes plays. And they have an identity at Michigan that they have not gotten away from. They pound people. They know they have a big offensive line. They can run the football. And you know what? They do it. They don't try and become something that they aren't. And they pound Iowa the other night. I'm not in the moment. They're not finally back. Yeah, they were stagnated. It's a nice season. I'm going to turn around and go, can they do it again? I mean, they win one time over Ohio State, and they just trash-talked the heck out of the Buckeyes. Good. Love it. Enjoy the moment. Just realize you got to play Ohio State next year, and Ryan Day strikes me as a guy that is going to keep receipts. But there's something else I saw about this Michigan team that I think has benefited them because there was a lot of strife from last year. All right. Dead man walking. Dead man walking. Harbaugh's done 1 year. Their AD can go find a guy that's maybe not a Michigan man. This is the soft side of me, Josh. I think what you've seen in Michigan, and again, Harbaugh, he actually talked like a human after the game. Okay, I was like, whoa, who is this guy? I think they have gotten a long way in Ann Arbor. You can look at that football team, and there's some really, really good players on that football team, whether they're running the ball. Remember, they lost their number one wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in the Big Ten in the opening game of the year. But they've recruited well enough. They got a deep bench. They got maybe the first round or the number one overall pick rushing the passer. Top to bottom, coaches, players, don't you watch them? And I go back and I think about the night game in October when we got to see Michigan firsthand. And I think Michigan is a better team than they were in Lincoln on October 9th. They love each other. You can tell that they love playing for their head coach. They will do anything for their head coach. You see their interaction with their offensive line coach. I mean, and I'm not just saying this because they were up big and they were winning the Big Ten championship. I've kind of noticed this all year long. They love each other.
Two Gatorade baths.
That can go a long way. They absolutely love their head coach, mm-hmm. and they will do anything for Jim Harbaugh. anything.
Definitely run through a brick wall. And just, I've noticed it too, the last two games specifically, they're just elated for each other's success. Like the last month or so, Aiden's really come on in the national spotlight, and everybody's just thrilled for that kid. And, you know, Harbaugh in the post game, the players are finding him mm-hmm. while he's on with Fox and just, hey, coach, you were right. We did it. You said we'd do it, and we did it.
In sports on a team, that can go a long way if you love playing for the guy that is leading you. You know, the discussion around here is, okay, what's Scott's relationship with his football team? Sometimes it seems disjointed. And then you go, well, guys didn't quit. So there's got to be something there. Are they playing for their own pride? Are they playing for pride of the program? Is something being said? But you don't, and when you're struggling, it doesn't always come out. But do you get the sense that, man, everybody loves everybody? In Michigan, I think I could say that. Now, it helps to be winning, but we've seen that from the start. Is that's a football team that loves being around each other and loves playing for their head coach. And I admire that. Because in this day and age, we don't necessarily see that. But if you do and you're not afraid to show it, Michigan is not afraid to show it. And I think that has helped out Michigan immensely. They're really, really talented. But man, they have a lot of intangibles that make them a threat to beat Georgia. Would you be surprised if Michigan was playing in the national championship? The national championship game?
Not at all.
Nope. No. How are they going to run the ball against Georgia? Will they decide to throw the ball? I mean, Bryce Young had great success against Georgia's secondary. That's a month away to figure that out. But if people around the country and at Nebraska are trying to figure out, okay, what did Michigan do from last year to this year? What's your relationship like with your football team? I think I can tell for certain, and I can say for certain, guys in Nebraska this year, some of them love their position coach. We saw a lot on defense. You don't find many guys that walk around and go, Travis Fisher's a bum. Those guys have a special relationship. Understand them on a different level. That's why I'm so intrigued, and I think it's going to be beneficial to Nebraska, Mickey Joseph. Mickey Joseph, in everything you hear from LSU, he understands his position group. He talks on a different level to them. He gets them. They get him. I felt a disconnect. Matt Lubick just was a very awkward guy trying to connect with his wide receivers. Some he did. Others, they weren't getting what he was saying, and he wasn't getting what they were doing, and they couldn't come together. Thus, you have an opportunity to maximize talent that's in your wide receiver room. Will that happen at offensive line? Will that happen at running back? Will that happen at quarterback? Man, love in sports goes a long way. And you can't deny what you're seeing from Michigan. I mean, again, it has changed Harbaugh. He actually talked like a human being. And that's hard to do. I don't know that he's likable. But what Michigan did is pretty admirable this season. Good team, came together, got better as the season went along, and they're a threat to win the national championship. And I mean, you've found very few people that predicted Iowa would win. I don't think anybody predicted 42-3. Inevitable that Michigan would win, not 42-3. So what does that do to the Big Ten moving forward? Big Ten, Kevin Warren, very thankful Iowa didn't pull an upset. But what does it do for the future of the Big Ten? Because another lopsided affair in Indy. I say it does nothing. Some might say, got to shake up the divisions. We'll discuss coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh in 1620 The Zone.